Well, I do appreciate the opportunity to gather with the saints here this morning.
今天早晨我非常感恩与众圣徒一起在这里聚集。
It's been a long time.
有很长时间没有与你们相见。
It's been a couple of years.
大概两年了。
So many of the young people are off to college that I used to see over on this left side.
坐在左边的一些年轻人现在已经去了大学。
And there's some young ones that are now in our gathering that I haven't seen before.
有一些年轻人现在坐在这里，我以前没有见过。
But there's a lot of us old people still here.
但是还有我们这些经常来的老人，我们还坐在这里。
And it's a good thing that us old people are still here.
这是一件好事，我们这些老人还在这里。
So thank you for being able to worship together. It's a real blessing. Let's just give this time to the Lord.
真的是一个祝福，我们一起来敬拜我们的救主。我们有一些祷告。
Lord, as we gather together this morning, we just ask that you would open the Word of God to us.
主，我们今天早晨聚集在你的面前，愿你把你自己的话语敞开。
You have your Word that you want to speak to us this morning.
你有你自己的话语想要今天早晨对我们讲。
And as we consider your word, we don't want to read it like we read it at school. We want to hear from you by the power of your Holy Spirit.
我们在研读你的话语的时候，我们不要像在学校里读书一样。我们需要你的圣灵把你的话语敞开，对我们心里讲话。
So Lord, very humbly this morning we say, Speak, Lord, thy servants are hearing.
今天早晨我们谦卑在你的脚前，我们要说主求你讲话，我们谨听。
And may we be obedient to all that you're speaking to us this morning.
愿我们能够顺服你对我们所讲的一切。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. So, this morning I'd like to talk a little bit about the testimony of Christ.
今天早晨我想要讲一点关于基督的见证。
And specifically, do we have the testimony of Christ in our own life, and are we passing that to the next generation and to the brothers and sisters around us?
特别要讲的一点就是在我们的生命生活当中，我们是不是有这个见证？我们愿不愿意世世代代的把这个见证传扬下去？还是在我们周遭的人能不能看见我们的见证？
And I want to start with a passage of the scripture that speaks of a king that really did have the testimony of Christ within his life.
我今天早晨想要以一个故事开始，就是一个王的故事。这个王在他生活当中，他的确有这个神的见证。
And this first passage is the story of Hezekiah, who was very pleasing to the Lord, and he had a heart just as David had a heart for God.
我今天早晨要先讲的是希西家王，他的确是遵行神的旨意，他有一个想要悦纳神的心，他也的确蒙神的恩典。
But unfortunately, he met a crisis in his life.
但是在他的生命当中，他出现了一个危机。
And I say unfortunate because he didn't respond appropriately.
在这里，我用了一个词儿，就是不幸的是。我为什么用这个不幸的是？是因为他对这个危机的应答是不对的。
And this is not a judgment towards Hezekiah. It's a warning to me. It's a warning to us.
因为这个不仅是对希西家的一个警告，而且。对你和对我都是同样的警告。
So if you will turn with me to Isaiah 39, verses 5 through 8.
请会众把这个圣经翻到以赛亚书第39章，我们读5到8节。
So Isaiah 39, verses 5 through 8 is what we're going to read. But what has led up to this is, as I said, Hezekiah has been pleasing to the Lord. He's been a testimony unto the Lord. He's been pleasing to God. But he's gotten sick. And Isaiah the prophet came to Hezekiah, and he said, Hezekiah, you're going to die. Your days are numbered. Get everything in order. You're going to pass away.
这个故事的背景就是希西家，他是一个令神所悦纳的一个王，他按寻求神的心意，他的一生有神的见证，但在这时候他生病了， 以赛亚先知就来到他的地方，对他说，西西家，你的寿数将近，你要收敛你的东西，准备你的日子就要结束了。
And Hezekiah prayed and he said, No, I don't want to die. Lord, preserve my life. And the Lord answered that prayer and gave him extra years.
西西家就向神祷告说，主啊，我还不准备要去，我还没有准备好要死，求你给我更多的年日。神真的答应了他的祈求，让他继续在地上活了更多的年日。
And unfortunately, Hezekiah did not use those extra days wisely.
但是不幸的是，西西家王却没有使用他这个多出来的年日，智慧的使用这些年日。
What we see that Hezekiah did with those days is he showed off his wealth.
我们看见在这些年日里面，他有许多的财宝，他就开始彰显、张扬他的财宝。
He moved away from his worship of the Lord, he moved away from his obedience to the Lord, and he wanted to show off to the world how prosperous he was.
他没有再继续敬拜神，也没有以神为中心，为神做见证，而是来彰显他自己的荣耀。
And that brings us to verse 5.
然后就带到了这个第五节。
Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and all that which is in your father's house has been stored up until this day shall be carried off to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord. And some of your own sons who will come from whom you will father shall be taken away. And they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, The word of the Lord that you have spoken is good. For he thought, there will be peace and security in my days.
以赛亚书第39章第5到第8节，以赛亚对西西家说，你要听万军之耶和华的话。日子必到，凡你家里所有的，并你列祖积蓄到如今的，都要被掳到巴比伦去，不留下一样。这是耶和华说的，并且从你本身所生的种子，其中必有被掳去在巴比伦王宫里当太监的。西西家对以赛亚说。你所说耶和华的话甚好，因为在我的年日中必有太平和稳固的景况。
So for me, this is one of the saddest passages in the scripture.
对我来说，这是在圣经当中最让人沮丧的几句经节。
For the high school students and middle school students, this is the Spark Notes, explanation of this passage.
对于在座的高中生和初中生，这里有几个亮点，供你可以记录下来。
What Hezekiah is saying here is, Wow, my days are coming to an end, but I'm going to be blessed. The next generation, my children, are going to be cursed. But as long as it's okay in my lifetime, I'm okay.
西西家在这里的心态是这样的，在我所在世的这些年日里面，我是蒙福的，是兴旺的。但是，在我之后的年日，让他们，我之后的后代，他们如果受到咒诅，那是他们的事情。
So, sure enough, the next generation after Hezekiah gets taken into Babylon, into captivity.
那当然了，西西家下一代就被掳到巴比伦。
And we come to the Babylonian captivity, but we know that in the book of Nehemiah, the Lord allows the people to return from the Babylonian captivity.
那我们知道他神的民被掳到巴比伦去，但是在尼希米的时代，神允许他的选民归回。
So even though the people of God were cursed for their disobedience and for their neglect, the Lord allowed them to return to Jerusalem.
即使他的选民因着不幸和因着顽梗被掳到巴比伦，但是神预定在他的时候，他必将把他们带回。
And if you were at the summer conference, you remember we studied Nehemiah, and Nehemiah has been a very a passage that's been used quite a bit in recent months in our gatherings.
如果你去了夏令会，你一定知道在那里我们讲到尼希米记，特别是在西南区高中生这几个月里面，我们都在研读尼希米记。
So I want to read a longer passage from Nehemiah, to explain and to consider this testimony of Christ.
关于神，基督的见证，我想在会众当中读一节非常长的一节圣经来展示这一点。
So let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 4.
让我们翻到尼希米记第四章。
And we're going to start with verse 6.
让我们开始读第六节。
So what's happened here is a group of overcomers have returned that have chosen to come back to the city of Jerusalem.
这个故事的背景就是一些得胜者他们决定回归耶路撒冷，重建耶路撒冷。
And we're seeing here that they're building a wall, but there's some contention, there's some fighting over this wall.
在这里我们看见的是他们决定建造城墙，但是在建造城墙的过程中却有些争斗。
So starting in verse 6, so we built the wall, and all the wall was joined together to half its height, for the people had a mind to work. But when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabs and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the repairing of the walls of Jerusalem was going forward and that the breaches were beginning to be closed, the enemy was very angry. And they plotted together to come together and to fight against Jerusalem, to cause confusion in it. And we prayed to our God and set a guard as a protection against them day and night.
第六节，尼希米记第四章。第六节，这样我们修建城墙，城墙就都联络，高至一半，因为百姓专心做工。堪巴拉、多比亚、阿拉伯人、亚门人、亚什突人听见修建耶路撒冷城墙，着手进行堵塞破裂的地方，就甚发怒。大家同盟要来攻击耶路撒冷，使城内扰乱。然而我们祷告我们的神，又因他们的缘故，就派人看守，昼夜防护。
And I'm going to skip down to verse 13 for time's sake. So in the lowest parts of the space behind the wall, in open places, I stationed the people by their clans, by their families, with their swords, with their spears and their bows. And I looked and I arose and said to the nobles and to the officials and to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome. And fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes.
我要越过几节，因为时间的关系，我就再开始读十三节。所以我使百姓各按宗族拿刀、拿枪、拿弓，站在城墙后边低洼的空处。我查看了，就起来对会众、官长和其余的人说，不要怕他们，当纪念主是大而可畏的，你们要为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产征战。
And we're going to skip down to verse 19. And I said to the nobles and to the officials and to the rest of the people, the work is great and widely spread. We are separated on the wall, far from one another. In the place where you hear the sound of the trumpet, rally us there. Our God will fight for us.
我们越过几节来读第十九节。我对贵胄、官长和其余的人说，这工程浩大，我们在城墙上相离甚远。你们听见脚声在哪里， 就聚集到我们那里去，我们的神必为我们征战。
And then one final verse in the book of Matthew, chapter 19.
最后一个我们要读的经节是马太福音第十九章。
Matthew 19:13-14 says, Then the children were brought to Christ, Jesus, that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked the people. But Jesus said, Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for such belongs the kingdom of heaven.
马太福音第十九章十三到十四节。那时有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣给他们按手祷告。门徒就责备那些人。耶稣说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在天国里正是这样的人。
So if you will bear with me, I'd like to tell the story of what it may have looked like in Jerusalem building this wall in Nehemiah's time.
如果你允许我，请让我给你讲一下在尼希米的时代里重建城墙的一些故事。
It's going to be a little historical fiction.
可能会像一些具有历史意义的小说。
It's a conversation between parents and children.
就像在父母亲与孩子之间的对话。
Imagine yourself coming out of Babylon, coming back to Jerusalem, a desolate place.
你想象有这样的一幅图画，就是你从巴比伦出来。回到耶路撒冷，看到一片荒凉。
And these young children, these families are on a wall. They have tools and they have swords.
这些年轻人们，他们站在城墙上，他们有一些工具，而且有武器。
Now, if I was there, I'd be looking at my parents going, what are we doing here?
如果我在那里的话，我一定会问我的父母亲，我们在这里干什么？
In a way, what is the meaning of life?
换句话就说，生命的意义是什么呢？
Well, the parents said, well, we needed to leave Babylon.
那父母亲就说，我们必须要离开巴比伦。
Well, the middle school child probably said, you know what, Chaldean middle school was perfect for me.
那这个中学生就会说，加勒底中学对我来说是完美的。
I had friends, I had hobbies.
我有我的爱好，我有我的朋友。
The high schoolers were saying, Nebuchadnezzar High School was an amazing high school.
那这些高中就生就说，布贾尼萨高中是一个非常好的高中。
I was in the top 6%. I was going to go to Babylon University.
我甚至在我的学校里面是最高最好的6%我会到这个巴比伦大学去上学。
We had an amazing house.
我们的家也很华美。
Dad, Mom, you had great jobs.
爸爸妈妈，你们都有很好的工作。
Yeah, the synagogue we went to had the greatest Sunday school.
我们所去的
or Saturday school.
我们所去的会堂，他们那个安息日的聚会真的是非常棒。
We left the best life we could have for ourselves today, and we're back here with swords and tools building.A decrepit wall.
我们本来有真是非常好的生活，但是我们现在却回到这里，一手拿枪，一手拿工具，来建造这个有坑洼的这个不连接在一起的城墙。
And at this point, I think the parents' hearts were broken.
那我想这时候父母亲的心就碎了。
We sent the wrong message.
我们给我们孩子的信息是错误的。
Our kids think that Babylon was the answer.
我们的孩子以为巴比伦就是我们问题的解答。
They don't understand why we're doing what we're doing.
他们不知道我们为什么做我们所做的事情。
And I imagine if I polled the young people here today, they might ask themselves, why are we here this morning on a Sunday morning?
如果我问在座的学生们，我说为什么我们今天早晨主日的时候在这里。
Why do we do what we do?
我们为什么做我们所做的呢？
Well, at this time, I think the parents had an opportunity to share with their children why they were building this wall.
那这时候，父母亲就有一个机会向他的孩子们解释我们为什么在 建造这个城墙。
This wall was a testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个城墙是耶稣基督的见证。
And I just want to share with you why we gather the way we gather.
我想要跟你分享的时候，我们为什么要聚集？我们为什么要如此聚集？
Using this example, what would I say if I was a parent on this wall to these children, this next generation?
如果我也在城墙上建造，我会对我下一代讲什么呢？
Well, I think it's important for us to go back to the beginning of time.
那我们很重要的是，我们回到时间，回到那个时候。
Without any hesitation, I want to declare that our God is an awesome God.
没有毋庸置疑，我一定会大声地宣告，我们的神是大而可畏的神。
And before time, all the angels and all of the world and all the heavens declared, God is God, and He is to be glorified and worshipped.
在创世以先，在没有时间之前，所有这个宇宙万物都在诉说神他是唯一的真神。
There was no need for a wall. It was all open worship.
没有一个城需要城墙，我所有的敬拜都是敞开的。
But we see that the highest of angels, an angel by the name of Lucifer, decided, "I want to be worshipped."
我们知道这个天使长路西弗，他说我要被敬拜，人们应该去敬拜我。
I want to be higher than God.
我要比神更高。
And his main phrase was, I will, I will, I will.
他最主要的所说的几句话就是我要，我要，我要。
At this point, God could have completely crushed Lucifer.
在这个时候神一定，神完全可以把他粉碎。
And I think we all need to be clear on this. Lucifer, who becomes Satan, is no match for God.
那众所周知，路斯佛变为撒旦，他是没有办法与神所相敌的。
But our God had a better way.
但是神却有更好的选择。
And he created man.
他创造了人。
And he said, I'm going to let man choose, is he going to worship me?
那我要让神有一个自由的选择，他是否会选择我。
He created Adam.
他创造了亚当。
And he created Eve.
创造了夏娃。
And he said, you choose me or your own way, the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
他让亚当和夏娃自己做选择，是你愿意选择我，还是选择这个知识善恶树。
In his love and his mercy, God gave us a choice.
在他的爱和恩典里面，他给我们一个自由选择的意志。
You know, I wish I could just demand of my wife, you will love me.
我真的希望我命令我的妻子，你就爱我。
What kind of relationship would that be?
那这样的关系是什么样的关系呢？
If she would wake up every morning and said, I love you, I care for you, I will do everything for you.
她早晨起来就会告诉我，我爱你，我愿意照顾你，你所说的一切我都会遵行。
That's what robots are for.
这是机器人所做的。
But instead, in his loving care for us, he said, I give you a choice.
但是在神的大爱和他的恩典里面，他让我们有自己的选择。
God loves you so much that he gives you a choice.
神如此的爱你，给你一个让你一个选择的机会。
And Adam and Eve didn't need a wall. They had an open fellowship. They had the Garden of Eden. They had everything that they wanted.
亚当和夏娃，他们周围没有城墙，他们有一个敞开的交通，他们可以直接来到神的面前敬拜神。
But we know the story. Satan came in.And just said, Eve, what do you want? What does your I will say? What does your I will say?
那我们知道这个故事的发展就是撒旦来了，他对夏娃说，如果说对问你说，你自己会对自己说，我要什么？我想要什么？
Well, Adam and Eve chose their own will.
那亚当和夏娃就做了自己的选择，自己的意愿。
And they were cast out of the garden.
他们就被从伊甸园里驱赶出去。
And an angel was set before the garden with a sword as a wall to protect God's testimony.
在伊甸园的门口就会有天使，就像城墙一样来保护这个神同在。
God's testimony is always going to be protected. It's very precious.
神的同在都是非常的，神的见证是非常宝贵的。
So these young people building this temple or building this wall with their parents are saying, "Tell us more. What happens? What happened after Adam and Eve?"
那当这些年轻人与他的父母亲同建城墙的时候，他就为他的父母亲，那亚当和夏娃之后又发生了什么事情呢？告诉我们更多的故事。
Well, there's some great stories in the Old Testament that testify of men and women of Christ that testified of God.
那在他之后就有许多伟大的这些愿意遵行神旨意的人来为基督为神做见证。
But often we see time and time again God's people are brought into slavery unto this world.
那在这个历史上我们不止一次屡次的看见神的选民被屡次带入到为奴之家的境界。
And we know that despite Enoch and Noah and Abraham and the patriarchs, eventually God's people get taken into Egypt.
那我们知道，虽然我们有信心的伟人像以诺、挪亚、亚伯拉罕，但是神的选民还是去了埃及。
How many of us feel that we're enslaved to this world?
有多少人觉得你是这个世界的奴隶？
How many of us are slaves to our bosses, slaves to our mortgages, slave to the SAT, the PSAT, slaves to a GPA?
在座的有多少人觉得自己是被以下的一些事情所奴役，包括你的工作，包括你的房贷，还有你的 SAT 考试，还有你的在学校的成绩 GPA?
I want to make this very practical.
我想要我说的是非常实际的一些事情。
When God's people were in Egypt, at one point Pharaoh said, I want more bricks with less straw.
当神选民在埃及的时候，在一个特定的时刻的时候，埃及的法老王说，我需要你以更少的干草做更多的砖。
It's what we deal with today.
就像我们今天的这个时代
，The University of Texas used to have a top 10% rule.
UT Austin, 德州大学以前所要求的是所有学生 GPA 最高的10%。
I think everyone knows what that is.
我相信每个人都知道。
If you're in the top 10% of your class, you get to go to UT automatically.
因为如果你是这届毕业生的最高的10%，你就自动被会被德州大学录取。
But what the Pharaoh of Texas has said is, now it's the 9%, now it's the 8%, now it's the 7%, now it's the 6%.
那现在这个法老所说的是不再是10%，而是9%、8%、7%，到现在成了6%。
Many of us in this room have received raises recently.
有在座的许多人都涨了工资。
But has it kept up with inflation?
那我们所收到的涨的工资能不能与现在的物价上涨所匹配?
We're slaves to this world.
我们就像已经被这个世界所奴役。
And we're working harder than ever.
我们更加努力，比以往更努力。
And the world returns less and less.
这个世界向我们回馈的却是越来越少。
So we have a choice. Who are we going to serve?
那我们现在就有一个选择，我们要服侍谁？
But these parents that were building this wall told the children, but there was a man who was a man after God's own heart.
这些父母亲当他在建造城墙的时候，告诉他们的孩子说，有一个人，这个人他真是寻求神的心意。
And his name was David.
他的名字就叫大卫。
Hopefully I don't need to go into the story of David. Hopefully we all are familiar with it.
我希望大家都非常的熟悉大卫的故事。
David wasn't perfect, but he knew the word of God.
大卫虽然不是一个完美的人，但是他却知道神的旨意。
And he knew when he took a stand before Goliath or before Saul or before anyone else, where I stand, God will stand because I trust him.
他知道在他在与哥莱亚和扫罗对敌之前，他知道神在哪里，他就会在哪里。
Are we able to say that in our life today? That where I stand with God?
我们可以在我们每日的生活当中说，我们所站之地是神所要我所站之地吗？
But you know what? That didn't even satisfy David.
那你知道吗？这一点并不完全的满足大卫。
David said, I want a city where God is God and he is king.
大卫说我需要有一个城邑，就在这个城邑当中，神就是神，他完全掌权，他是王。
And that's why he took the city of Jerusalem.
所以他就建造了耶路撒冷。
God's decision will be my decision.
神的决定就是我的决定。
What he wants, I want.
他想要什么，我就要什么。
But David was a man after God's own heart, and he wasn't even satisfied with just Jerusalem.
大卫是寻求神心意的一个人，他甚至不为耶路撒冷而满足。
And he said, we need a place of worship.
他说我们需要一个敬拜神的地方。
I want my people, I want God's people to be able to worship at all times.
我需要我的人，我需要神的选民，都能够敬拜神。
And God gave David and his people a promise.
神就答应了，大卫应许了他。
And God said very clearly, as long as the king of Israel has a heart to stand for me, a heart to allow me to be the government, and a heart of worship, as long as you have David's heart, I will be with you, I will protect you, and I will prosper you.
他就对神就对大卫有一个应许，只要你有一颗以色列人有一颗寻求神的心，以色列人的地位是在我的地位上，以色列的诚意是以我为中心的，他们的敬拜是在我里面的敬拜，我一定会保护他们，并且使他们昌盛。
So here we are back on this wall, and these children, because they're inquisitive, they're not playing video games, they're not obsessed with their phones, they're actually asking their parents, well, what happened? Why aren't we prospered?
所以当这些孩子问他们的父母，他是真心的询问，他们没有在玩那些电子游戏，也没有忙于他们的手机上的东西，而是认认真真的问他们的父母亲，为什么我们在这里？为什么我们没有昌盛？
Well, the parents had to say the following.
那父母亲就只能说以下的话。
When my friends at work asked me, do I stand for the Lord? I did not answer correctly.
当我的同事，当我在工作里面的朋友问我，我是关于我是在神里面的位置的时候，我没有好好没有正确的回答。
When the Lord wanted to do something in our family's lives and wanted to be the government over our lives, we chose our own way.
当神要在我们家庭生活中掌权的时候，我们没有听从他的，我们选择自己要去做的，自随己意。
And we began to worship education, we began to worship money, we began to worship everything but the Lord.
我们就开始来敬拜教育，敬拜金钱，敬拜除神以外的一切的东西，远离神。
And we were taken into captivity.
所以我们就被掳了。
Brothers and sisters, that's where we are today as a church, as a people. We are in captivity.
弟兄姊妹们，就像我们现在一样，我们作为教会，作为神的选民，我们是被掳了。
So that's the negative side of what I'm going to share.
这个是我所说的负面方面。
I'd love to be more positive.
我更希望自己有正面的分享。
So as they're building this wall, as the children look to their parents and they say, Mom, Dad, how can our lives be different?
当这些孩子们看着他们的父母亲，问他们的父母亲说， 爸爸妈妈，我们怎么样才能不同分别出来呢？
This man Nehemiah has a vision. What is this vision of Nehemiah?
这一位尼希米记他就有一个意象。尼希米的意象是什么呢？
And you see three aspects of the building of this wall, the testimony of Christ that comes through the book of Nehemiah.
从尼希米记我们可以看到三点，这个来建筑神的见证的三点重要方面。
So for the next 20 minutes, I just want to share a very practical way of how we can build the testimony of Christ.
在接下来的20分钟内，我想要向弟兄姊妹们来分享非常实际的经验。
And parents and grandparents, I want to challenge you to share this with the young people.
我们怎么样才能成为基督的见证？不仅是我们，而且是父母亲，还是做祖父祖母的，怎么样能够持续神的见证
？Especially those that are very little.
还有包括小孩子们。
Middle schoolers and high school, I want to challenge you that you're grown up.
初中生和高中生们，我想要来挑战你们说，你们真的长大了。
And it's time for you to choose today who you're going to serve.
今天是你们做出决定的日子，你们要服侍谁。
And if you want to build this wall, the testimony of Christ, I want to share three aspects of how you do that.
如果你想要跟一起来建造这个神的见证，这个城墙，我想要说的是三点。
And these are the three things we need to consider.
这里面有三点，接下来的就是这三点。
Number one, the undeniable necessity of the Word of God.
第一点就是神话语无可推诿的重要性。
Number two, the power of prayer.
第二点就是祷告的能力。
And number three, the inescapable call to worship.
第三点就是无法逃脱的神给我们的呼召，让我们来敬拜他。
The first one that we want to start with is the Word of God.
第一点我要说的是神的话语。
The word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword.
神的话语是有功活泼而有功效的，比两刃的剑更加锐利。
That's Hebrews 4:12.
就是在希伯来书第四章十二节。
A sword is not useful unless you actually use it.
一个剑它是没有用的，除非你开始用它。
I'm a principal of a high school. You would think that all I deal with is academics.
我是一个高中的校长，你以为我所面临的所有的问题都是关于课业上的问题吗？
But I have broken lockers, I have uniforms that get tangled up and backpacks that get stuck in lockers, all kinds of, it's fun. It's a new day every day.
每一天都是新的一天，每天我会面临许多的问题，有些时候我会在那些 locker 怎么说？就是学校的那个
cabinet
locker 忘了中文怎么说 locker 就是储藏书包的地方坏了，然后他们的衣服从里面掉出来。
My point here is one of the things I have to remember every morning to put in my back pocket is my knife.
所以每天早晨我一定要记住把我的刀放在我的口袋里。
I use this almost every day.
我基本每天都要用它。
I actually had a young girl just recently get her hair stuck in a locker. Sorry, I'm saying locker again.
我其实有一个小女孩，她把她的头发给夹在她的 locker 里面。
And she was nervous that she was going to be late to class, and she goes, can you just cut it?
他非常的紧张，他告诉我，他害怕他迟到了，所以他对我说：“你可不可以就给我切下来
？”And I had this available, and I just cut it, and she went off to class.
所以我真的把他那个切了一下他的头发，他就真的回到他的教室里。
Believe it or not, it's one of the most important things that I have on me every day.
不管你相不相信，这个真是我非常实用的、非常重要的一个东西。
But you know what's so much more important?
你知道更主要的是什么吗
？The word of God.
神的话语。
The word of God is a sword.
神的话语就像剑一样。
It's a precise weapon.
它是一个非常精密的武器。
And while they were on that wall and the parents were talking to the children, they're like, you need to know the word of God. It's your sword.
当他们在城墙上共同建造的时候，他们的父母就对他们的孩子说，你真的需要神的话语，它就是你的刀剑。
The word of God is a very precise weapon.
神的话语真的是非常精密的武器。
The reason the writers of the New Testament used sword as an example is because both the Greek and the Roman sword at that time was a very precise weapon. It was the most feared weapon in the entire world.
为什么在这个新约圣经里面，当这个作者在用神的话语，他使用这个剑呢？是因为在那个时候，希腊古希腊的时候，那个和古罗马的时候，这个剑它是一个非常精密的武器，是非常有用的，在当时非常有用的武器。
The Roman sword could take out any enemy from the rest of the world.
罗马军兵的刀剑可以抵挡一切的。
While all these barbarian weapons that were being slung around and big and wide, it was the Roman sword that came in underneath and pierced the enemy.
那些高大的入侵者，他们来入侵的时候，罗马人就用他们精确的刀剑来刺透他们。
Do you realize the word of God can be that in your life?
你知道什么话语可以在你的生命中起这样的作用吗？
I can't tell you the number of times I wake up in the morning and I read the word of God and he gives me a specific verse to deal with an unfair boss.
我真的知道有许多次当我早晨起来的时候读神的话语，神特别是把特别一个精确的特殊的经节放在我的里面，好叫我能够对待一些就比如说不公平的老板。
Since the pandemic, it's been proven that 42% of young people have mental anguish, mental difficulties because of the pandemic. 42%.
自从这个疫情以来，据数据统计，42%的年轻人都会有这个心理上的焦虑和压力。
Depression, eating disorders, worry, fear.
都会有焦躁，会有失望、沮丧，害怕，甚至饮食不正常。
So what do I do? Just put my hand on their back and just say, "It's okay."
我要做什么呢？难道我只能把我的手放在他们的背后，拍拍他，告诉他一切都会很好吗
？No, I have to have the word of God.
我必须要告诉他们神的话语。
David suffered depression.
大卫他也经历了
King David.
Yeah. Depression, 消亡忧郁。
Do you realize when you read the Psalms that almost half of the Psalms talk about depression at the beginning, but he goes to the Word of God, he prays, and then he is sustained, and at the end he worships.
当你读诗篇的时候，你是不是有这样的经历？当大卫开始祷告的时候，他处于极度的忧郁当中。当这个诗篇开始进展的时候，到最后他就能够欢喜敬拜神。
It's the word of God that allows us to say, Lord, I am depressed today. Lord, I cannot wake up. I can't even get out of bed. I can't do this homework. I can't face my boss. But it's the word of God that will sustain you when you read a verse that He's given you for that day.
我们所面临的这个忧虑，包括我们早晨真的没有办法起床，也没有办法要面临我们一切的。课业上的任务也没有办法去面对我们的工作和我们的老板，但是神的话语却能够给我们力量，让我们能够去做这一切。
The word of God is almost it's also like a surgical knife.
神的话语就像一个手术刀似的。
It's so precise. It will work deep in your heart about maybe an aspect of jealousy that you have, or an aspect of anger that you might have in your life.
神的话语真的是像手术刀一样，能够深深的进入你魂的深处，能够完全的帮助你。如果比如说你有嫉妒之心，或者你已经非常愤怒
，I'll just use that example of anger.
我就以发怒、愤怒以一个例子。
Anger is a cancer.
这个发怒就像一个癌症一样。
Anger is something that wells up in you and it starts ruining your life, but it also spreads to the family.
这个发怒怒气在你的里面冲一胀满的时候，不光你自己愤怒，还会影响整个家庭。
But when you read the scripture and the Lord exposes, oh Lord, I am an angry person, please forgive me.
当你读神的话语的时候，神启示你，你就会说，主啊，我是一个愿意发怒的人，求你亲自启示我。
So the word of God is a sword, but it's also a healing tool.
所以神的话语它不光是个剑，而且是让你能够治愈你的。
I've seen many friendships and many fellowships that have been split because of anger, frustration, judgment.
我知道有一些友情的关系，还有一些聚会的关系，都是因为人们之间的不同，或者因各种各样的原因来破裂了。
And the Lord can come in and cut that out and heal fellowship.
那神的话语他就能够进入到人的里面，把那些切除出来，然后治愈。
And the word of God isn't just a sword, it's not just a surgical instrument, it's also a blueprint.
神的话语它不光是一个武器，它是一个精密的武器或者手术刀，它还是一个蓝图。
So here we are on the wall, Nehemiah and the people and the parents are trying to teach their children about building and defending.
那现在我们就像我们在建筑城墙上，我们和我们的孩子在城墙上，我们来教导孩子如何的抵挡和抵御。
A blueprint is very, very important.
一个蓝图是非常主要的。
It lines us up with the cornerstone.
让我们可以跟我们的房角石连接。
The word of God directs our paths.
神的话语来引导我们前面的道路。
If you're not interested in reading the Bible, ever again, and you say to yourself, only one chapter will I read ever again, Psalm 119.
如果你觉得你不是特别喜欢读神的话语，那你想要选的唯一的最好的章节，现在开始就是诗篇第119篇。
It's one of the greatest blueprints of how we should live our lives.
这就像一个蓝图一样，告诉我们应该怎么样在这个世界上度日。
Again, to use an analogy, the word of God is this.
我再用另外一个比喻，神的话语是这样的。
It's a microscope for your life.
它是你生命的显微镜。
When you read the word of God, you will be exposed as a selfish, jealous, covetousness, every sin known to man, that the word of God will be a microscope and expose you.
当你在读神的话语的时候，神的话语就启示并且彰显你，如果你是一个自私或者贪婪或者有任何的罪。
And when we're exposed, all we have to do is repent. Lord, forgive me, I'm jealous.
当神把这一些启示给我们的时候，我们就需要悔改，告诉神，并且告诉神，我就是这样的一个人，求你帮助我。
Lord, forgive me, I'm arrogant.
求你饶恕我，我真的很骄傲。
And it's forgiven and forgotten.
所以神对我们所做的就是饶恕我们，并且忘记我们的罪行。
Parents, we have failed way too many times.
父母亲们，我们有许多时候都失败了。
Our children mess up. We say we forgive them, but then we remind them later.
我们的孩子犯错了，我们告诉他们，我们原谅他们。但是之后我们又再重新提起旧事。
Our God forgives and forgets.
我们的神是原谅我们并且忘记。
You want him to be the microscope of your life.
你需要他成为你生命当中的显微镜。
You know what else you want the Lord to be?
你知道你想要神怎么样吗？
He wants to be your Google Maps.
神怎么样在你生活中运行吗？他想还要成为你生命当中的谷歌地图。
Google Maps has nothing over the Word of God.
谷歌地图， 不能与神的话语相比。
You want to know what university you should go to?
你知道你要去哪个大学吗？
You want to know who you should marry?
你要知道你要跟谁结婚吗？
Parents, you know who your children should marry?
你知道你的孩子要需要跟谁联系吗？
Do you know when you should retire?
你知道你什么样时候要退休吗？
It's all in the Word of God.
全都在神的话语当中。
And when you read the Word, you'll see that big red stripe that says, don't go this way, go this other route.
当你在读神的话语的时候，他会启示你用一个红的很大的号来告诉你说你不能走这条路，去走另外一条路。
I challenge you, read the Psalms and read how many times the Lord says, I will be your path, I will direct your paths, I will be the light unto your feet.
我要告诉你，我希望你能读诗篇，在诗篇里你可以找到许多处，神说我要带领你，我要引导你，我要成为你脚前的路。
Parents, your children will not fail as long as you lead them on the path of Christ.
父母亲们，你的孩子不会流失的，如果你教导他们走神的路。
And young people, you will not fail as long as you serve the Lord.
年轻人们，你永远不会失败，只要你来服侍我们的神。
Which leads us to the second point, prayer.
那这个就把我们带到第二点，就是祷告。
When we're building a wall, we need to hear from the master builder and the captain of the army.
当我们要建造城墙的时候，我们要听我们这个总工头、总建筑师和我们这个统帅。
So I want to ask everyone this morning to consider yourself.What time do you wake up in the morning? Don't say it out loud. What time do you wake up in the morning? Just think it.
我想要问每个人说，你不用大声的回答我，但是我的问题是，你每天早晨几点钟起床？
Is the Lord worthy for you to wake up 5 minutes earlier?
神配你提前5分钟起床吗？
And pray.
祷告。
And ask the Lord, lead me.
然后祈求神来带领你这一天。
Guide me.
引导你。
You know what's going to happen if you do that?
你知道如果你这样做会发生什么吗？
You're going to connect with the Lord's heart.
你会知道神的心意。
And he's going to say, I'm thankful that you're praying for yourself, but have you prayed for your mom and dad?
那你就会知道神就会启示你，你非常好，你能够为自己祷告，你还要为父母亲祷告。
Or,Thankful that you're praying for yourself, but have you prayed for your sons and your daughters and your grandchildren?
或者说非常感恩你能够为你自己祷告，你有没有为你的父、为你的孩子祷告，或你的孩子的孩孙辈们祷告？
You know what happens when you wake up 5 minutes early and you pray?
你知道你早晨只那么早起5分钟，你能够祷告
？It leads to 10 minutes.
就会有10分钟。
And then you know what happens?
你知道会发生什么吗？
At least 20 minutes.
就会有20分钟。
And when you are sincerely coming before the Lord, there's not enough time to pray.
如果你真心的来到神的面前，真的没有足够的时间让你祷告。
And suddenly the hardest classes are no longer hard.
你知道在这时候最困难的课程不再是最困难的。
The difficulty within the family is no longer a difficulty.
在家庭里面的困难不再成为困难。
Because the Lord is in the business of answering prayer.
因为神在为你垂听你的祷告。
And when our heart is united with His heart, He will answer, and He will cause you to come to Him even more and more.
当我们的心思和意念与神的心思和意念相应的时候，他会呼召我们更多的来到他的面前。
And as we pray individually, it's going to drive us to pray corporately.
当我们个人之间有这样的祷告的时候，会让我们与就会神就会启示我们与团体有这样的祷告。
And I just want to say something briefly about corporate prayer.
我非常简短的讲一下团体之间的祷告。
When we gather together as a fellowship, as the Lord's church, we need to pray in spirit and in truth.
当我们作为神的教会聚集在一起祷告的时候，我们必须在真实和诚实里面祷告。
The easiest thing for us to do is to pray a calendar.
在灵里面祷告，我们最简单的祷告是照着这个日历祷告。
The leader stands up and says, we need to pray for Friday night's Bible study, we need to pray for the picnic on Saturday, we need to pray for Sunday's meeting and the summer conference, amen.
然后我们里面年长的负责弟兄站起来说，今天我们所祷告的事项是为礼拜五晚上祷告，为我们周六的出营祷告，出游祷告，为我们礼拜天的信息祷告，并且为我们的夏令会祷告，然后就结束了。
That's an easy prayer list.
这是一个非常简单的祷告事项单。
You know what's hard?
你知道什么是困难的吗？
Is when someone speaks up and says, you know what, I've noticed that when our children leave our gathering, they have no interest in the Lord.
那困难一点的祷告就告诉说，比如说有一个人就站起来说，我注意到当我们的孩子离开我们的聚集的时候，他们就很少在聚会。
Maybe we need to pray that our young people would really come into the reality of the Lord's table.
那也许我们可以为我们的年轻人能够进入在公饼聚会中进入神的实际而祷告。
Maybe we're not a good testimony.
也许我们没有做好好的见证。
Maybe we're finding ourselves on the wall building the Lord's testimony, which we think is the Lord's testimony, but there's no family members, there's no brothers and sisters. We're just going through the habit of gathering together.
那也许神会启示我们，有的时候我们在城墙上建造，我们以为我们建造的是神的见证，但是我们周围并没有我们的家人，也没有弟兄姊妹，我们是以为自己在建造神的见证。
The best way we can testify of the Lord Jesus Christ is to worship Him with a whole heart.
来，持续神的见证的最佳的方法之一就是以全心来敬拜他。
Do we share that with our families?
我们是不是跟我们的家庭有这样的交通呢？
Parents and grandparents, I challenge you.
父母亲和祖父母亲，我来要告诉你。
If you were to ask your children and grandchildren, what do you worship?
你问你的孩子或你的孙子辈们，你们敬拜什么？
They would probably say Jesus.
他们肯定会说耶稣。
But then if you asked them what was most important in your life?
但你当你问他们，他们生命中最主要的是什么？
Would you say money, retirement, education?
那你会说是钱财，还是退休，退休金，还是教育？
We have to model for our children what's most important.
我们必须以身作则，为我们的孩子展示什么是正确的。
And those parents that were on the wall during Nehemiah's time, they were working, but their children had no idea why they were working.
在尼希米记的时候，那时候当这些父母亲正在忙着建造城墙，但是孩子们却不知道他们在干什么。
And they had to sacrifice some time to explain why they were building what they were building.
他们必须来牺牲一些时间，向他们的孩子解释他们为什么在建造什么。
They had to take time to tell the story of why they do what they do.
他们必须来花时间来讲述这些故事，讲述为什么他们在做什么。
This morning, I very much appreciated the time around the table.
今天早晨我非常感恩我们主日，公饼聚会。
There's a little girl to my right.
在我的右边有一个小女孩。
I think her name was Anna.
我想她的名字叫安娜。
Do we know Anna?
你们知道
How old is Anna?
她几岁了？
One or two? Okay.
一岁还是两岁？
So cute.
她是如此的可爱。
She was watching everything.
她在观察每件事情。
She was watching me.
她在看着我。
She was watching my wife.
她看着我的妻子。
She was watching her dad.
她看着她的爸爸。
She was listening.
她在听。
She was absorbing everything.
她在完全的吸收她周遭的一切。
I saw that one-year-old.
我看到这个小一岁的小孩。
A worshipper.
他真的是一个敬拜的人。
We have the opportunity
to
be an example to the young ones.
好，真的以身作则，为我们的年轻人。
They're watching everything we're doing.
我们的年轻人在看我们所做的一切。
She's one, so she can't hide it.
她只有一岁，所以她没有办法隐藏自己。
She's just like this.
她只是四周的观望。
She's just watching everything.
她四周观望每一件事情。
Now, when we're teenagers, we're too cool.
当我们成为了十几岁的孩子，我们真的很酷。
And I get that.
我知道。
I love teenagers.
我爱十几岁的孩子。
I'm still a teenager at heart.
在我的心里，我还是一个十几岁的孩子。
And we're too cool.
我们真的很酷。
But our kids are watching.
但是我们的孩子在观察我们。
They want to know why they're on this earth.
他们要知道为什么他们在这个世界上。
Our middle schoolers want to know why we're on this earth.
我们的中学生想要知道我们为什么在这个世界上。
Old people, when they're on their deathbed, want to know why we're on this earth.
老年人当他们将离的时候，将逝的时候，他们还是想知道他们为什么在这个世界上。
And we have an opportunity to have the Word of God available.
我们有这个机会使神的话语能够传扬出去。
To know God's eternal purpose.
知道神永远的旨意。
We have an opportunity to pray for one another.
我们有机会彼此代祷。
We have an opportunity to worship the Lord, whether we're in a gathering like this, or at home, or at work.
我们无论是像现在这样的聚会，还是家中，还是甚至在工作的场所，我们都有机会来敬拜他。
To use another Old Testament example, I want to use Abraham and Lot.
我想要用旧约圣经当中亚伯拉罕和罗德的故事作为一个例子。
Lot would have been a churchgoer.
罗德他肯定是参加教会的一员。
Lot was a good guy.
罗德他是个好人。
Lot had a good money and probably had a good retirement fund going for him.
罗德他肯定挣不少钱，而且他的退休基金也很丰富。
His uncle Abraham was weird.
他的叔叔亚伯拉罕有点奇怪。
He was worshiping a god.
他来敬拜神。
Choosing not to be part of this world.
他打算不为这个世界的一部分。
So, Lot had a whole lot more followers than Abraham.
所以罗德他有许多的人来跟随他。
But when the world came to a crisis,
当这个世界进入一个危机的时候，
when all hell broke loose,
当这个健康没有的时候，
everyone turned not to Lot, they turned to Abraham and said, "Help us."
当这个世界将亡的时候，每个人没有人来转向罗德，而是转向亚伯拉罕。
So the question this morning is, who are you going to be?
今天早晨我要问你的问题是，你想要成为谁？
Are you willing to have the word of God, prayer and worship, and a sword, and fight for the testimony of Christ, or are you going to go the way of the world?
你想要有神的话语、祷告，用神所赐给我们的军装和利剑来征战，还是你想要陷入到世界当中去？
So we have an opportunity to serve this world, andhave great regret when the Lord returns.
我们有机会来忠心地服侍这个世界，但是当神回来接我们的时候，我们就会非常的懊悔。
So many prayers this morning around the table was about the Lord's return.
今天在 Bovin 的时候，许多的祷告都是关于神的回来。
We can pray it, but I fear we're not ready for it.
我们可以祷告，但是我觉得我们都没有准备好。
Or are we prepared when the Lord returns, he says, good and faithful servant, come, rule and reign with me.
我们在准备说有一天当神回来接我们的时候，会对我们说，又忠心又良善的仆人，与我同坐宴席。
We may be following the Lord as Hezekiah did.
我们可能不像西西家一样跟随了神。
But at the end of the race, Hezekiah had one phrase.
但是在他追随神的终结的时候，他只有一句话
I'm healthy.
我很健康。
And I'm wealthy.
我也很富足。
I don't need the Lord.
我不需要神。
Is that what we're passing on to the next generation?
难道这是我们要给我们下一代的信息吗？
Or are we willing to say, I'm unhealthy?
或者我们愿意说我们没有健康？
I have no wealth.
我也不富足。
But my heart is completely and absolutely given over to the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我的全心献给了耶稣基督。
And that's when the Lord says, good and faithful.
这时候神就会对我们说忠心良善。
I don't need your Ivy League diploma.
我不需要你常春藤学校的这个文凭。
I don't need your retirement money.
我也不需要你这个退休基金。
I want a humble and contrite heart.
我需要一个懊悔、痛悔、懊悔的心。
May we choose that path.
愿我们来选择这一条道路。
And that's the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣基督为耶稣基督做见证。
Lord, we are thankful for the opportunity to have your word opened up to us.
主，我们感谢祷告你的话语对我们敞开。
We're thankful that you are listening as we pray to you.
主，我们感谢当我们祷告的时候你垂听。
And we're thankful that all you desire from us is our worship.
我们非常感恩你所需要的就是我们来敬拜你。
Lord, forgive us.
主，求你原谅我们。
But now that you've forgiven us, we pray that you would set before us the path that we need to walk.
求你饶恕我们，并且把我们当行的路指给我们。
That we might be those that read your word.
我们好叫我们能够读你的话语。
Pray your heart's desire.
来为你的心意而祷告。
And worship you in spirit and truth.
在心灵和诚实里面敬拜你。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.